With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Residents of Florida, Georgia, and Alabama need your prayers today as they deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. The storm quickly intensified before coming ashore in the Florida Panhandle on Thursday afternoon before sipping north into Georgia and Alabama overnight. Disaster relief crews are on standby as first responders do their work and the assessors move into that area. Despite the tragedy, it's always a blessing to know that people who care are quick to rush in to the help of others who are facing dark days. You're learning every day. You don't need a scientific poll to realize that. Some sort of media or influence is affecting your thinking and view of the world every single day. An election season billed as the most important of our lives lends itself to stories where falsehoods outpace the truth, at least from time to time. Southwestern Seminary professor Malcolm Yarnell says this is why Christians should stay tethered to the truths of Christ. Let's not turn our politicians into messiahs and political parties into a church, he says. That's where we begin to confuse the kingdom of God with the kingdom of this world. For the past 2.5 years, we here at Baptist Press have had the privilege of bringing you good news for today. We've tried to find a way to report news accurately and fairly with a biblical and Christ-centered perspective. Due to some changes at Baptist Press, unfortunately, today marks the end of our radio and podcast feature. Thank you for listening to Good News for Today. We don't take our readers or listeners for granted. Thank you for the opportunity to share news and content with you on radio stations all across North America. After 76 years, the work at Baptist Press will continue at our website, and we hope you'll visit us there. The world's greatest problem is lostness. You can help share the light of Christ. Learn how at imb.org.